In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're talking about skin issues, rosacea, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and dry skin. But first, let's talk about how each of these diseases manifest themselves. Rosacea is a skin disease typically appearing in people between the ages of 30 and 40 and is marked by a redness of the face and flushing of the skin. Eczema is a superficial inflammatory process involving primarily the epidermis, marked early by redness, itching, weeping, oozing, and crusting, and later scaling. Dermatitis simply means skin inflammation, but it embraces a range of ailments. In most people, the early stages of dermatitis are characterized by red, dry, and itchy skin. More serious dermatitis may result in crusty scales, painful cracks, or blisters that ooze fluid. Psoriasis is characterized by skin cells that multiply up to 10 times faster than normal. As underlying cells reach the skin surface and die, their sheer volume causes raised red plaques covered with white scales. Psoriasis typically occurs on the knees, elbows, and scalp. It can also affect the torso, palms, and soles of the feet. And dry skin is just that, dry skin. Now, I lumped all of these conditions together because they all have the same root cause. And that cause is a gluten intolerance. Not a gluten allergy, a gluten intolerance. What happens when you have a gluten intolerance is when you eat gluten, your intestines react to it, causing irritation. So you can think of it like poison ivy. You're not allergic to poison ivy, but if you touch poison ivy, you get a contact dermatitis. Well, when you eat gluten, you get a contact enteritis. This gluten irritates the intestine, and then the intestines can't absorb nutrients, and then you end up with skin conditions like the ones I just mentioned. Now, I know it's going around lately that gluten-free is a fad. Well, for some people, it may be a fad, but for this instance, go off gluten and see how fast your skin recovers. I'm talking days, weeks, months. Now, you have to be very careful because gluten is in everything from ice cream to meatballs. So you have to look in the gluten-free aisles. And if it doesn't say gluten-free, then it's probably not gluten-free. Also, even in pet foods, if you're feeding a dry pet food, you can still be in contact with the dust of the gluten. You have to get rid of all of that stuff. Everybody in the household has to be gluten-free. And so the method of holistic nutrition is very simple. You stop putting food in the body that's causing a problem, and you take all the 90 essential nutrients in addition to that, because there's multiple deficiencies going on here, and it's just easier to just take the shotgun approach and cover them all by taking the 90 essential nutrients. Now, don't be taken in by all of these creams and things that you may be prescribed. The only thing that really works on the skin topically is vitamin A and vitamin C. But even putting these on the skin is not addressing the root cause of the problem, which is internal. Your dermatologist does not know anything about gluten intolerance, which is why he's never suggested this before. No, he'll prescribe an antibiotic for you to take for the rest of your life, which is the stupidest thing you could do. Antibiotics kill your gut flora as well as bad pathogens. You never want to be on an antibiotic for more than 2 weeks. So this is what happens if you get on an antibiotic for longer than 2 weeks. Your gut bacteria die off, which means they're not producing vitamin K2, which is responsible for getting calcium into your bones. It's just one example. The gut bacteria do a lot more than just that. There's other nutrients, specifically nutrients related to the brain, which is why people who are dealing with epilepsy can have that reversed once they fix their gut bacteria. And it's not just diseases like that, but your gut bacteria break down the food so that your body can absorb nutrients, and when they're gone, you become deficient in many nutritional deficiency diseases. So isn't it just smarter just to deal with the root cause of the problem instead of causing multiple other problems down the road? Yeah, I think so. Now see, wasn't that simple and easy? Although giving up gluten's not going to be an easy thing, but it's certainly a lot easier than dealing with all of these skin conditions, I think. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.105.